Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, March 15th. Once again, hotter inflation means cooler markets. Yesterday, following a hotter than expected PPI report, markets stalled and all three major indices ended regular trading in the red. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all gave up about 0.3%. Bill, let's get into Friday's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps this morning, and we're up about a tenth of a percent, 0.09. We were up 0.2% earlier, but, you know, that was really surprising to me because all morning long, we were just, you know, flat to higher, and then next thing you know, we're up 0.2%. So it has pulled back a little bit because there is some caution in the air. Because we got that Fed meeting coming up, and, you know, markets are expecting, you know, to have some near-term volatility ahead of that FOMC meeting. A June rate cut, you know, those expectations are falling. The key takeaway from that, from this upcoming Fed meeting is going to be the dot plot. We're going to have to see what they put in there in terms of interest rate, changes between now and the end of the year. I still think it's going to be 3, but we're going to have to wait and see how that comes out. What else we got? The Bank of Japan. The Bank of Japan is expected to announce an increase in interest rates on Monday. Remember, Japan is at negative interest rates, so this is a big move. They haven't touched their interest rate policy in decades, so this would be a big move for them. Chip stocks, are on watch this morning. China's urging EV makers to buy chips domestically. That's causing some, you know, concerns. And NVIDIA, you got to point out, NVIDIA's got that conference March 18th to the 21st. There's a keynote speaker on Monday. So, you know, there's going to be some new details on a new AI chip. That's is what to be expected. We're looking over at Europe. We're showing the DAX up 73 points or 0.41%, 0.4%. We're looking at the FTSE up 16 points or 0.2%. We're looking at the CAC. The CAC is up 48 points or 0.6%. You know, that's all, you know, nice and good. I mean, they did have some inflation data that came out this morning out of France and Italy, I saw. We're looking over at Asia, and we did see some losses in Asia, and the Nikkei dropped, you know, 100 points, 99 points or 0.26%. Really, Japan's all about the Bank of Japan meeting on Monday. Hong Kong dropped 240 points or 1.42%. The thing about it is the housing data in China showed home prices are continuing to fall, and there's a lot of economic data coming out of China, upcoming economic data coming out in China over the weekend on Sunday night. So we got to keep an eye on that. But the Shanghai market, you know, it did, you know, increase 0.54% last night. So, you know, that is something to keep an eye on. Oil is another factor that we're watching. WTI is falling. You've got oil down about 0.5% this morning. WTI is down to $80.75 a barrel. It was in Brent's at $84.96 a barrel. There's still caution, because we get that, the Chinese economic data that's coming out on Monday or Sunday night. Demand looks like it's weakening, you know, in China. We saw those highs in prices. So there are some, you know, concerns there. But oil is expected to, you know, finish out the week with some strong gains. So don't discount oil just yet. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning markets update report, Emily.
And Bill, you know, we're looking for pockets of opportunity amongst this caution and the volatility, as you mentioned. We're going to do that by following the details on the day, things like earnings action, economic reports, and also, you know, different types of market moving news. We're following all of this using Newswire this morning, and we're going to break it down for our listeners as we do every morning. We're going to start with earnings action. You know, not a ton there, but some big names that definitely had created some momentum, good or bad, in the market. So Bill, give us a rundown of earnings action.
Let's start off with Ulta Beauty, ticker ULTA, Uncle Larry, Tom Apple. They beat by 55 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. You look at that stock, and, you know, and I saw it after earnings. It did pop, but then it fell back, and it's actually trading lower by 7.51%. Why? You know, the guidance wasn't great. It was okay, but it wasn't horrible. It was, within line. I'll get to that more in a minute, but because it wasn't, a strong guidance, forward guidance, they're crushing the stock this morning. Same thing with Adobe, ticker ADBE, Apple, David, boy, Edward. These guys beat by 10 cents and they did that on higher revenue. You look at Adobe this morning, it's down 11.27%. So, and it all comes down to the guidance, but that's really the key ones that came out last night. Nothing this afternoon. We do have SAIC, Scientific Applications International. They're coming out Monday morning. EPS is $1.41. Expected move is 7.49% when they release Monday morning. Next week we do have a lot of good names coming out. Micron's coming out, Nike's coming out, Lululemon's coming out, FedEx. So, there's just a couple names to keep an eye on. But Monday morning, Scientific Applications, that's all I'm seeing, Emily.
Bill, now on to the economic reports of the day. Again, watching this information day in and day out can really give us clues on the health of the economy and also continually give us details, helping us decide what the Fed may or may not do next. So we're going to watch these day in and day out. So, Bill, what's going on in terms of the day's economic events?
Before the opening bell this morning at 8:30, we have Empire State Manufacturing Index. We also have import and export prices. Then at 9:15 a.m., we have industrial production. That's going to be a key one. 10 o'clock, University of Michigan consumer sentiment. Okay. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern time, you get the Baker Hughes rig count. What do I need to say? Yesterday's producer price index for final demand in the U.S. rose by 0.6%. Month over month. That's the biggest increase since August and surpassing the market expectations of a 0.3% increase. So, that was good. But that's really all I have for you in terms of economic data happening today, Emily.
And now on to the day's other market moving news. Bill, you're following things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You're breaking your newswear down into alerts like your FANG stocks grouped together, your Dow 30 stocks grouped together. What else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
I'm just doing a quick data check this morning. It's really mixed. I got, five that are unchanged, 10 higher, 10 lower. So, we got a kind of a mixed opening there. In terms of my FANG stocks, for the most part, they are showing some gains. There's a little weakness in Google and Amazon, but everything else is positive. We're looking at some of the news behind the headlines here. And, hey, let's start off with Amazon. Amazon is planning its first ever spring sale event in North America. This is going to be happening next week, March 20th through March 25th. Let's keep an eye out for it. Then we got Meta. Meta's decommissioned their CrowdTangle in about 5 months. They said it's being replaced by a new service. CrowdTangle monitored, public comments and posts that people did. Tesla India came out and said it's lowering its import taxes on certain electric vehicles for companies committed to at least a $500 billion investment and a manufacturing plant in the country. Talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, we're starting off with Boeing ticker BA. Flight attendant hit a switch on a cockpit seat, pushing the pilot into the controls. So, that recent plunge by a 737 MAX, it was really done, by human error. Intel ticker INTC, there's a multi-billion dollar CHIPS grant that's said to be an going to be awarded to Intel next week by President Biden. Keep an eye on that. Apple ticker AAPL, they're said to have acquired a Canadian AI startup firm, Darwin AI, and McDonald's ticker MCD. It is trading 0.2% higher this morning, but they suffered a global technology outage this morning. They're ruling out cybersecurity incidents, but something happened with McDonald's tech this morning, ticker MCD. In terms of merger news, Cleveland Cliffs ticker, this is ticker CLF. Okay, their CEO came out and said he's not going to consider a bid of more than $30 for U.S. Steel ticker X if U.S. Steel's deal with Nippon Steel falls apart, or if the government, disallows that deal. The FTC could stop that deal from happening. So Cleveland Cliffs is still a buyer, but no at no more than 30. What else do I see? TikTok, Steve Mnuchin has said he's putting a bid together to buy TikTok. Possibly. I don't put a lot of weight into that, but it is possible. In terms of guidance news, ADBE, Adobe, C's Q2 adjusted guidance $4.35 to $4.40. Street estimate is $4.38. See, that's not bad. The revenue, they see the Q2 revenue coming in 5.25 billion to 5.3 billion. The street estimate is 5.31 billion. That's why the stock's getting hit this morning, you know, because of that. You know, I don't consider that weak. That's not bad. That's not a bad revenue figure, but it's, you know, that could turn. We're talking PagerDuty, ticker PD, Paul David. They see Q1 adjusted EPS 12 cents to 13 cents. Street estimate was 18 cents. That's a downtick. Ulta Beauty, ticker ULTA. They see full year 2024 EPS coming in 26.20 to $27. Street estimate's at 27. Tiny bit weak. But they see their full year 2024 revenue coming in 11.7 billion to 11.8 billion. Street estimate had 11.67 billion. And, you know, it's not a bad report, you know. So Ulta Beauty, you know, trading down 7.5, it's a little bit too much. It wasn't a horrible report based on those those guidance data figures. We're talking shareholders meetings going on today. Leslie, retailer, ticker LESL, Sam Edward, Larry Sam, they're having a shareholders meeting today at 12 noon. In terms of buyback news, Ulta Beauty's buying back $2 billion worth of stock. Adobe saying they're going to be buying back $25 billion worth of stock. Wow, that's big. And then we talk catalyst calls happening today. Thor Industries, ticker THO, Tom Henry Oscar. Citibank opened up a 90-day upside catalyst watch on the stock. So that's good. But that's what I have for you in terms of news. Hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newsweek delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the trade talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to end this week?
You know, I don't like any of the earnings. There's no earnings coming out this afternoon, and there's only one on Monday. So, you know, I'm going to go with the volatility play. We got Amazon, ticker AMZN. Listen, you got the NVIDIA conference happening on Monday morning. That could be a catalyst for the stock. You also heard that they had that news that they came out this morning that how they're having a sales event March 20th through 25th. That could be a catalyst for the stock. You know, in terms of the NVIDIA conference, they are a diamond sponsor. I got to add that in. You're looking at yesterday's call volume. It was 66.6% on the call side. You know, that's good. And then you look at the open interest, 1.9 million on the calls versus 1.6 million on the puts for the open interest. That's positive. You know, the major brokers love the stock. They're raising price targets. So yeah, I do like Amazon. I think it could open up a little weak. I do. I'm going to say 177.5 for my entry point, $100, $77.50 as an entry point, which is a little bit, which is a dollar weaker than where it's traded right now. But that's what I think could happen. So my pick of the day, Amazon, 177.50 is an entry point, Emily.
Bill, looking for opportunity in the volatility and keeping an eye on that entry price. And coming up, you know, there's a similar strategy that you had yesterday, and we're going to do a recap on yesterday's pick of the day. So stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay, we're going to start off with a story. I just hit the tape a minute ago on Boeing, ticker BA. Qatar Airways is mulling up to 150 planes, wide body planes. The only two manufacturers of those planes is Airbus and Boeing. So, you know, I mean, that's an opportunity for Boeing. We got to throw that out there. SolarWinds, ticker SWI, they declared a $1 special cash dividend. Ticker BRC, it's Brady. They're going to be acquiring GraveTech in Europe for $123 million. There's a report saying TikTok made $16 billion in revenue in the U.S. in 2023. Bristol Myers, ticker BMY, they got accelerated approval of one of their drugs, which is good. You know, that GERN, ticker GERN, Grace Edward Richard Nancy. I know I mentioned it earlier in the week. You know, the FDA did favor in favor of their their treatment for transfusion-dependent anemia. That stocks up, you know, big today. PDD, Picadu, Paul David, you know, listen, call volume was elevated yesterday, and if volatilities are increasing, earnings are out next week. Alibaba, ticker BABA, European Commission opens a probe into Alibaba's AliExpress. Gilead, GILD, the company will be able to quadruple production of its cell therapy cancer treatments by 2026 due to improvements in the U.S. biotech's manufacturing processes. FCC said on Thursday that it's investigating if the use of a Russian and Chinese foreign satellite systems by U.S. mobile phone companies and other devices possess security threat. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading on this Friday, let's take a look back on your space pick of the day, which was Dick's Sporting Goods. Inflation may have been hotter than expected yesterday, but so was Dick's Sporting Goods. You made the DKS pick following their better-than-expected earnings report. Pre-market, you had already walked away with a gain of 1% on one trade, and we're going to jump back in to this one if you caught the right entry price. Bill, were you able to get a second win? How did your call work out?
Yeah, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods was just such a beast yesterday. DKS, David Kilo Sam, stock opened up at 208.88 and then actually ran all the way up to 222.92 before, you know, pulling back. Now, here's the thing. This morning, yesterday morning, you know, the stock was at 196-ish, you know, on the bid. And you know, I was able to execute real quickly and pull out a little money in the pre-market, which was nice. But, you know, the reason why I did it was because, you know, it was only up a little fractional. And, you know, the straddle price was priced for an 8.76% move. I gave that to you. I took 8.76. And, you know, 8.76, that's like $20. And it was only up $6. So I knew it was good. It had legs to run because those earnings were so strong. And sure enough, that thing ran. It ran, you know, from 208 all the way, opened up at 208 and ran all the way up to 222. And if, you know, you look at it like round numbers, 200 to 22, boom. That's $20. That's great. So yeah, I was very happy with it. It was a good win. Two good trades out of it. DKS winner on Thursday. Very happy, Emily. Very happy.
A nice win there, taking advantage of that volatility. And you're looking to do the same thing with Amazon today. We will check in with you Monday about today's Amazon pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.